This is episode 973. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm so proud of you for reaching day six of our seven-part meditation series on inner renewal. Throughout this entire seven-week series, we've explored a different meditation technique to help you as you seek inner renewal. And if you're just joining us, no worries. You're still going to be guided as you discover a meditation technique. And you can always join the meditations anytime. They don't follow any sequence. But I do share a different meditation technique every single day. And every technique is customized around a weekly theme. So our theme this week is inner renewal. And I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so happy that you are here. I also share full guided meditations on my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sip and om. And there I have a meditation membership site. You can try it for 2 weeks free. There are over 900 meditations there. They're full guided meditations where you are guided through the technique. You get a weekly journal customized around the series, as well as a guide with all the techniques listed that I've used in each series. And so if you want to go a little deeper into meditation, that's a good place to try it. So again, I invite you to head over there at sipandom.com if you think that might be a good match for you. Well, for today's meditation, the technique I'm going to share with you is a technique to nourish yourself from within. In fact, that was our affirmation for this week, nourish yourself from within. And in part six of every single series, it lands on a Friday because I start every brand new series on a Sunday and go throughout the week. And as I mentioned, you can start them any day you want. Well, in day six, as we are today, I like you to go out and have fun. So meditation can get a little heavy, can get a little too intense or serious, and you've been working so hard all week throughout the series. And so I like you to enjoy yourself and have some fun that's customized around the theme for the week. So not just any fun, but fun that's specifically customized around the weekly theme. So for our inner renewal theme, I encourage you to have fun by doing something that you have always enjoyed doing. Something that maybe you used to enjoy doing, but maybe you don't do it so much anymore. And the reason I'd like you to do this is because throughout this series, we've explored how when you're renewing yourself, many times it's easy to think, oh, well, I should go get a massage, or I should buy this for myself, or do this. And you think of doing something additional or extra. Well, nourishing and renewing yourself is all about working with what you already have, working with your strengths that you already have. And so as you have been focusing on drawing out your unique strengths and abilities and qualities, those special characteristics that are unique to you, think about what you used to do or what you still love doing to have fun. And do that for yourself. Try not to choose something where you need to do something additional or it would take a lot of effort or work to do it. Go out and have fun in a simple way that represents you, who you are. It might be something kind of crazy, but it's something that you enjoy. So think about what that could be and then go and do it. And also on day 6, which is always on a Friday, I share with you an herbal tea. Well, the tea is also customized for the weekly series. The tea this week is neem, N-E-E-M, neem tea. Neem is a beautiful herb that helps you to feel beautiful, and it brings out and enhances your own natural beauty. It's fantastic for the skin, your eyes, your hair, and if you use it in a toothpaste, it really helps to whiten your teeth. I do use neem in my toothpaste, and it does help to whiten your teeth. So this is the type of herb that nourishes you. It makes you feel luscious and beautiful. And so it's a great herb as you seek inner renewal. Now, as always with any herb, even herbs that you might find in your kitchen cabinet, herbs are powerful. Be careful with the herbs that you take. You want to make sure that if you're nursing or breastfeeding, or if especially you're taking other medications, that you might definitely check with your physician to make sure that the herb isn't going to harm you or interfere with anything else you have going on. Well, another thing that neem does is it maintains blood sugar levels, and it also helps to build your immunity. So as I usually do with most herbal teas, I like to buy the loose leaf herb and I boil water, and then I steep 1 to 2 spoonfuls of the tea into hot water. And then I cover it with a lid because you don't want the essential oils to escape. Or if you're doing this in a cup, you could just cover the cup with a saucer or some kind of lid and steep it for 5 to 10 minutes. And then you might want to add a little honey or lemon, because honey is also very nice for you, and so is lemon, but it helps to kind of take away a little bit of the bitterness or astringent taste of the herb. So you could go ahead and try that. Well, for your meditation technique today to nourish yourself, you have your tea, you have something fun you're going to be doing. Now, as you settle yourself into your meditation ritual, this is going to help you feel nourished. I'm going to recommend you do a breathing technique, because a breathing technique helps to instantly calm your mind and body. So I want to share the technique for this week's series and layer it with the affirmation that we used. And I'll even layer another technique we used, the mudra. I know many of you love mudras. Mudras are simply a way you position your hands to stimulate a corresponding region in your brain that impacts your nervous system. So herbs and mudras and affirmations and breathing techniques, oh my, this is going to be an amazing meditation. So as you settle yourself in, if you want to place your hands on your lap with your palms upward, you could just bring your thumb over and touch the base of your ring finger, the pad right there at the base of your ring finger. You could do this with both hands, keeping your palms upward on your lap. That's the mudra. It helps bring you clarity. And this is important as you focus on nourishing yourself and inner renewal. And now the affirmation is, I nourish myself from within. So as you do the breathing technique, during the pause between the inhale and exhale, I want you to repeat mentally, I nourish myself from within. This is an amazing technique when you do it, when you meditate. So I'll do it with you once, and then you go and take it into your meditation. Or maybe you're out walking, doing errands, take it into your day and enjoy every second of it. So as you settle yourself in, straightening your spine, closing your eyes, keeping them slightly uplifted, relaxing your body, go ahead and inhale deeply through your nose. A nice, long, deep inhale. And as you inhale this refreshing air, visualize it circulating throughout your entire body, nourishing your tissues, your bones, your cells, nourishing your joints, nourishing your entire being with this cool, refreshing air. And as you hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, mentally repeat, I nourish myself from within. And exhale through your nose, evenly, gently letting go of your breath. Just letting it go, releasing tension, releasing toxins, releasing fear, self-doubt, let it go. Doesn't that feel fantastic? Now go take this into your meditation and do it a few more times. And then allow yourself to go into the stillness of your meditation, letting go of the technique. And if your mind wanders, and it very may well, just bring it back to the breathing technique. And then when you settle into your stillness again, you may have to do this a few more times. It's like a dance. Enjoy every moment of it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.